couple birthdays in here. Gray has wandered into the studio, literally. Morning, Gray. How we doing?
Blue in on the breeze. Good morning.
Blue in on the breeze with his fresh new haircut. Ready to roll.
It's a cold breeze. I can feel it on the sides of my head.
Yeah, you need a hat over that dome.
I wanted to, but the whole point of the haircut's to be visible and look decent, so I was kind of counterproductive. Tomorrow, we're going to go backwards baseball cap for sure.
All right. Rob Kardashian is 38 years old today on our birthday list today. Kind of a light birthday list. Keith Thompson, Thompson Square band member, is 49. Rob Lowe, Ector, 61 today. Paul Overstreet, country music star, 69 today. Gary Sinise, the stage, TV, and film star, he is celebrating a 70th birthday today. Leslie Ann Down, the actress from TV's North and South and Dallas, 71. Kurt Russell, acting legend, 74 today. And Patrick Duffy, he's Bold and the Beautiful, kind of a soap opera type dude. Dallas, he was on the remake of Dallas too. My wife sucked me into watching that one. That was rough. 76 for Patrick Duffy today. Happy birthday anniversary on the St. Patrick's Day. If it's a big day for you, we take a delve into the gray area. The weekend treats you good here, Mr. Gunderson?
Yeah. Had some fun with some cooking and baking and stuff around the house. Did some spring cleaning type activities and didn't get up to anything too heinous, but no news is good news, as they say.
Candlestick making, cooking. There was cooking. There was baking. Was there candlestick making?
There was not. There was not, in fact. But no. I'd have to shoehorn it in pretty hard. We do like use scented waxes at home, but you can't call that candlestick making. We remelt wax from one shape into another shape and then throw it away.
I mentioned earlier this morning, Sometimes you have Mondays where you come in and you're like, oh, I'm glad it's Monday. I'm done with that weekend. You're ready to go. Other times you have Mondays where you come in just like, I'd do that weekend over again. I'd do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I wouldn't put it up there, but again, like, ask me in a bad week, and like, normal weeks are what you ask, are what you look for. This was a beautiful normal weekend.
Yeah, I had a good weekend. Friday night, my son and a friend of mine went down. This is the second annual Price County Law Enforcement. Does a little, just kind of a team building. They do a get together. They call it burgers and bags. So we bring the cornhole boards and some bags, and our law enforcement from the sheriff's department to the police departments, everybody involved in law enforcement, got together. And we donated our time to put on the tournament, which we've done for a second year. It was just a good night. The police chief of Phillips and his sons may be banned from the tournament next year because they're too good. They just win it all.
Well, you're supposed to be the wall that people have to get over. That's kind of your role. So has the mantle been passed?
Well, we don't get to play, so we just run it.
So, okay, you're among the band. So yes, you were supposed to have friends in the band list now.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So the permanent penalty box is now growing in its numbers.
Yeah, so Drew and Dawson Hochschild were the winners of the tournament, but it was a good night. It was a great way to give back a little bit and see our local law enforcement. So thanks to Nancy Demlo for putting that together. We have a great time doing it last year, and we just had a lot of fun. And it's not an open tournament. We kind of just keep it on the down low for our law enforcement. And it initially was a way for kind of the sheriff's department, police departments to kind of all get together because they're all busy. They're all putting in weird hours. So as far as just getting together socially, it just doesn't happen very much. So it was just a great night, Friday night.
And Nancy Demlo, with the career kind of transition she's going through, she might be the single authority in the world on police officers having some fun.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think, the move that, like, shout out to you, Nancy. That's what a perfect thing for her to be doing with her kind of dual role set up there.
Yeah, it's a good time. Saturday was my wife's birthday, so we ran over to Minocqua. We don't really do gifts on her birthday. We just kind of say, what do you want to do? And my wife wanted to go antiquing over in Minocqua, so we hit the two antique stores over there, and it's just fun to see antique stores flourishing like that, because there's a lot of antique stores in larger cities that have gone under. They've all gone online. So to physically walk in and get to see stuff is just so cool. They have a waiting list over there at the antique store in the mall. I always forget the name. And then there's another one over by McDonald's. So hats off to all those who have hoarded that merchandise and now present it to us in an organized way.
If people are curious, the big one, the really big one, is Gaslight Square.
Gaslight Square. I always
get that. They're the one that, like, you go in and it's basically like a village inside. There's like a village block with cobblestone streets, and like there's the lower level shops, but the whole top level on top of like eight other stores is one antique store. I love that place so much.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, and they've got records and CDs and DVDs. So if you want legacy media, which better time than ever, they've got a sign there that says something to get your DVDs before someone censors them or something like that. It's just like, yeah, there's a certain appeal to the tangible DVDs. I like better as an idea than I ever did before.
I think there's a little bit of evil in the way they have that set up, though. I feel like when I'm up there in that antique area, I feel like I'm in a casino. You know, you go into a casino and they intentionally don't put clocks on the wall.
Yeah.
And they intentionally put mirrors here and there so you don't know which way's out. You're always wandering around. And that antique store up there, you go up there because there's a walkway in the middle. So you kind of go around and you find yourself circling around. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful trip to be lost in an antique store like that. So you know, I applaud the layout of the store and that you just kind of find yourself just wandering. It's wonderful.
Well, I was going to make fun of you for a second there because I've been to that antique store, especially, you know, living as close to Monaco as we do, relatively speaking, we get over there a little bit more often. So we go in there and we decide, hey, are we turning left or are we turning right today?
Right,
you know,
right.
What flavor of journey do we want? It's like a choose your own adventure that we know the ending on each choice.
Yeah.
So I was going to make fun of you for a second there because we know it so well, but then I realized I was just going to sound like the person who knows where the slot machines are in relation to the blackjack table. It's just like, nope, it really doesn't undo your point. It is kind of set up that way.
It's a great store. And I was talking with the gentleman at the counter as I was leaving, and I told him, I said, I have a whole new appreciation for hoarders because these stores don't exist if someone didn't hang on to everything that they had. And it's a wonderful, wonderful store. So hats off to all those who are involved with that. And then, I did, by the way, I mentioned last week on the air that I was kind of downsizing some of my stuff, my old sports cards I've had as a kid, like almost 3,000 sports cards that I'm getting rid of. And wouldn't you know, Saturday, we're at this antique store, and one of the booths had a big box of cards, probably over 2,000 baseball cards, and it said $10 for the box. And my wife looked at me, and she goes, "It's only $10." And I looked at her, and I said, "Are you encouraging me? Do I hear encouraging words of someone who's constantly said, when are you going to get rid of all those cards? When are you going to get rid of all those cards?" And then who ended up walking out with a box full of over 2,000 baseball cards?
So for Shayna's birthday, you got yourself 2,000 baseball cards.
Well, she pointed it out because she knows the joy I find in going through cards from the 80s and 90s. And it was absolutely wonderful because I went through these cards and it wasn't all baseball cards. There was like a random basketball card thrown in. There was a 1969 Neil Armstrong landing on the moon trading card, which actually ended up being somewhat collectible. So that's the joy of, I felt that inside that box, I felt the joy that everyone finds within an entire antique store of just wandering and not knowing what's behind this and what's next, and those little wonderful surprises of finding something that means something memory-wise or something like that.
Not to wax poetic, but that's what an antique store is for. I mean, obviously there are people who are, you want to appeal to the people who are in the antique market, but for a place like Gaslight Square, when they've got everything from top to bottom of every kind, they're really hoping they've got that one thing that you look at and it stops you in your tracks, like, wow, and it just freezes you in that memory of your childhood. Yeah. I was just thinking a minute ago, you know what I'd love to see, Joel, is a line graph of the number of baseball cards you own through life. Like 10-year-old Joel, see the number tick upwards and downwards a little bit as some go missing or get thrown away. Then when you hit like 20 years old, you hit the same number of baseball cards that you own for decades. And then here in this portion of your life, all of a sudden we're fluctuating all over again. It's just like your 50s are just like your teens when it comes to baseball cards.
Yeah, and there's something special about owning sports cards or anything. You can draw the parallel to other things that you've had since a childhood, or you maybe the original owner, because most of the sports cards that I have, probably 70-80% of them are cards that I opened the pack and they've only been in my possession.
Yep.
They're not ones that I bought, which is kind of something special with that too. But hats off. I know there's Tamarack Antiques and Phillips. There's other antique stores too. We don't want to diss them, but if you have a chance to go antiquing, it's kind of a way to just escape a little bit. It really is.
But I know the any antique store that we don't mention by name knows that just it's the antiquing as a hobby, as a thing to do, as a it's a skill too, knowing what you're looking at. Like just advancing that is good in general. That's people who deal with antiques know that there's kind of a health to the act of antiquing, and there's levels of participation at different income levels, and there's different ways to look at it. And I think it's one of those things, kind of like restaurants nearby each other. Sure, they might compete a little bit, but like out there by Pike Lake, they know that if one of us is doing well, it means good things for the rest of us. I think antique stores are probably pretty similar because they do such a unique thing.
And you don't have to have a lot of money. You can spend a couple hours perusing an antique store and maybe walk out with a $5 little trinket or whatever it might be.
Oh yeah, I'm a great poor antiquer. That is what I do in that store exclusively. I don't do big money antiquing because I'm disqualified for several reasons. But no, small stuff. And Gaslight Antiques is a good example. There are stores that don't deal in those kinds of things, but Gaslight I love because they not only deal in them, they curate them really well. It's not a junk shop of any kind. There are junk shops out there that will admit they're junk shops. I can't think of one offhand around here, but they exist in slightly larger areas. Gaslight is great because they're kind of an antique mall. They've got multiple dealers that come in and they curate their own selection. And I don't think I've ever seen anything that's like, what is that doing here? And yet I've seen $1 items and purchased them.
Right.
Little felted, hand-felted bees. You know, like cute little stuff.
And for people who aren't familiar with an antique store, most of them, like Gaslight, is consignment. It's people from the outside. They buy one. They have one glass case they rent for like, it's 10 foot by 10 foot, and they put all their stuff in there. So it's not like one person who is buying and reselling antiques. It's tens and maybe even hundreds of different vendors that all bring in unique stuff. These are people that are going out to estate sales and they're going out to look for treasures, and then they bring them in to resell them here. Yep. There's always people in there restocking. So that's what's cool about antique stores. It's not just one person. It's a collection of tons of people coming together and always bringing in different unique items.
Yeah, right? And it's like walking through people's like private room in a way. It's not like you're walking through a person's bedroom, but in a way it kind of is, because each person has their designated little cubicle and each brings their unique flavor. So like there's one spot that's like all pink. There's a whole lot of pink stuff. Doesn't matter what it is. It might be from the 40s. It might be a ride-on tricycle. It's all pink. And that one's pretty extreme in particular, but there's one where clearly someone is a very talented crochet artist and they've got their own crochet items. So it's even something a little more modern and fresh. Toby clearly loves crochet items.
I think
he'd tear one right up.
I think Toby would love the all Halloween section. There was one that was all Halloween. There's one that's an all Christmas one. Obviously, that is very seasonal. But
most of them have a little bit of variety to them.
Most 99% of them have just a mix, but there's always those unique ones. There's one that has the Halloween, the horror movie theme to it.
Yes.
Everything in there is horror movies and just thing. They have a skeleton and just like, oh my gosh.
6-foot Halloween dummy for outside your yard kind of thing to scare the neighbors.
It's very fun. And like I said, it's a fun thing to do hobby-wise that you don't necessarily have to spend a lot of money if you don't have money.
And I know this is a very gray way of looking at it, but I think of it like you were saying earlier with all these different people bringing it in. It's you get to take a walk through a bunch of other people's lives and what they've filtered from other people's lives. You know, like here's what antique dealer ABC wanted me to see, but that's also filtered through what they were able to find and what estate sales they were able to acquire. So it's a really unique human experience. You get to experience other people's lives in a way that's really cool. It's kind of like a museum of normal people.
Yeah, and when you go to an auction and they have a box of 100 matchbox cars, you say to yourself, what the heck would I ever do with 100 matchbox cars? You go to an antique store and you figure, oh, this is what I do with 100 matchbox cars. I buy them and then resell them for $2 or $3 a piece at an antique store.
So. I just heard Big G perk up. He just got here in the office. He's like, die-cast cars.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know what you do with die-cast cars. You give them to Big G for Christmas and his birthday and whenever you feel like it.
So we did that Saturday, and then Saturday night, my wife and I and someone went out to Lena's. Hats off to Lena out there. She's just wonderful. Just a great atmosphere out there and a really nice buffet and a lot of food served. We had lunch and supper on Sunday from our leftovers and a soup that my wife wants me to uncomfortably ask Lena about what might be in that soup. It was a Reuben soup she had out there.
Ooh. Oh,
really good. I tell you what, my wife makes really, really good soup. So if she's impressed, you know. She went back for seconds on the soup at the salad bar.
I feel like good soup is like pie, deceptively complicated. Like, yeah, you're eating it, and it's like, yeah, this is just like there's a bottom layer, there's a middle layer, and there's a, no. There's layers of flavor. There's pie crust is like the devil itself. It's, I think soup is probably harder than it seems.
Yeah, so there was soup because my wife asked me. She said, "When you tasted it, did you taste cabbage?" I said, "I'm not a big cabbage fan. There was no cabbage in my taste buds with that. I tasted a kind of a cheesy something." She's still trying to figure it out. She's still trying. She wants more information. So Lena, if you get stopped on the street by a lady asking you about your Reuben soup, that would be my wife. She's not violent. She may get intense at times, but
I'm picturing Lena laughing like Dick Dastardly, like, "This is exactly what I was planning."
The fingers.
Yeah, exactly.
Together. I have found my person. So it was a good weekend. And then I spent Saturday night and all day Sunday basically kind of perusing through those 2,000 plus baseball cards that I bought for $10.
Oh, geez. When are we going to see them in the studio? You acquired one pack and it was like a day before they showed up here and wound up featured on their own segment. Yeah. How long before we're sorting baseball cards on live radio?
There's some unopened packs I still have. These may make an appearance.
Soon. That was soon is what I just heard.
That was soon. Greg, have a great show this afternoon, 2 to 7.
Thank you, Joel.
You betcha more. 90.